Yes, a question that's got quite a few components to it, but the answer is relatively straightforward, so I don't think it's going to take too long to be able to clear things up for you. In relation to your ability to remain in Hong Kong on a dependent visa, if your father's Admission of Mainland Talents and Professional Scheme visa isn't available for extension, then correct, you're going to have to leave Hong Kong unless you've been able to adjust your status into another type of residence visa. And from the facts that you've essayed, it would appear that you have potentially a sponsor, ideally a large multinational, who will be prepared to sponsor you for employment visa permissions. Now, in order for you to get those permissions, you will definitely have to pass the approvability test for an employment visa, which is that you're going to have to possess special skills, knowledge and experience of value to and not readily available in Hong Kong, and also the multinational is going to have to conceptually show that they're justified in engaging your services rather than those of a local person. But the reality is that the Immigration Department very rarely second guess the hiring decisions of large multinationals. So if your sponsor in this instance is in fact a large multinational, it's a fair assumption that you will be able to successfully adjust your immigration permissions through to an employment visa from a dependent visa if it is does transpire that your father's not in a position to continue to sponsor your visa accordingly. Now, insofar as part two of your question, yes, once you have had 7 years continuous ordinary residence in Hong Kong, and as long as you've had back-to-back residence visas in all of that time, which means time spent as a dependent and indeed time subsequently spent as an employment visa holder, cumulatively, those two visa types over the course of the 7 years will qualify you for the purposes of a right of abode application. And there is, in fact, no direct association in relation to your own application for the right of abode with that of your father's, assuming, of course, that you're over 18 when you make your application for permanent residency subsequently. I think that effectively gives you the answer in relation to question three, so I don't need to discuss that any further. But as regards question four, at the point of making the application for the right of abode, you're going to have to demonstrate to the department that any time that you spent in Hong Kong, any time that you spent away from Hong Kong in the 7 years was of a merely temporary nature only, as evidenced by what you left behind to return back to at the end of each temporary stay abroad. Now, assuming that you have maintained your vestiges of your life in Hong Kong throughout all of those 7 years, and even if you have spent, you know, a bit of time up in China for the purposes of your sort of the normal pattern of your ordinary life, then that type of time spent in China should not derogate from your ability to claim ordinary residence all throughout the time that you're suggesting to the department that you have been resident in Hong Kong. If, for all practical purposes, though, you fundamentally upped sticks, went back to China and spent maybe a couple of years cumulatively with only 1 or 2 months in that time back in Hong Kong, then it's difficult to argue with the department that you have remained settled in Hong Kong throughout all of this time, because it could be deemed that Hong Kong was really just a jurisdiction of convenience, and that your real time from a settlement perspective was spent up in China, not in Hong Kong. So it will all depend on the nature of the time that you spent in China and the length of that time and what you were doing there. But fundamentally, if you've for all practical purposes, maintain a full life and education and a professional career in Hong Kong, then the Immigration Department would likely conclude that any time spent out of Hong Kong will have been of a merely temporary nature, and so your continuity of ordinary residence should have been maintained accordingly. So I think that really covers all those bases for you. So I hope you find this helpful.